number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos, reacting to Mike Vrabel being out as the Titans head coach. We'll continue to take your calls and texts on that. Do you agree? Do you disagree? 615-737-1025. I think it's pretty clear where I'm at. I don't feel like this team has direction right now, and it drives me nuts. But we bring in somebody that is very connected to this, played here for several years. His brother is the offensive coordinator, I guess at least for now. Obviously played for Mike Vrabel. Dennis Kelly, former Titans offensive lineman, is on the line with us. Dennis, good morning. Thanks so much for doing this. How you been?
Morning, guys. How you doing? I'm doing well.
Doing fantastic. And look, you obviously have a different view of this. You played for Mike Vrabel. You know him well. And then, like I mentioned, your brother is the offensive coordinator. I enjoyed your reaction on Twitter. But for our audience, what is your reaction to the Titans deciding to move on from Mike Vrabel after six seasons?
Yeah, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. I think you kind of said, it feels like they're kind of directionless. Being around the league as long as I have been and being on the different types of teams that I have, like knowing how good of a coach Vrabel is, to me it doesn't make a lot of sense to let him go after. It just feels very rushed. It feels kind of reactive. It doesn't feel like there's a plan behind it, and I'm not really sure if they're going to be able to find a coach that's better than him. That's there's this hope that, you know, they always talk about the grass is greener on the other side. Well, in the NFL, it's not always greener on the other side. And I'm not sure if the Titans understand what they're giving up.
Yeah, and that's my thing too, that, you know, are you going to get better? I mean, because whenever you make a move like that, that's the whole idea is you want to get something better. And I don't know if they're going to be able to do that. You went through, you know, several years here, and obviously success that Mike Vrabel had and John Robinson had. When you saw last year that Amy decided to move on from John in the middle of the season, what was kind of your reaction then, and does it now all kind of add up with this decision that sometimes you just can't figure out what exactly is going on?
Yeah, with John's move, I was caught off guard mostly just because of the timing of it, where they were in the season, where they were record-wise, and how everything kind of went down. Obviously, I think the big thought there is, I'm sure, probably the A.J. Brown trade obviously looks worse and worse, especially during that time because of how everything played out. And so, but I don't know how exactly that translates to what happened with Vrabel or not. It just felt the Robinson one felt weird timing wise. You know, had it happened after the season, I think more people maybe could understand it, maybe could see it a little bit more, but it definitely just during the middle of the season when they were still in first in the division, still playing pretty well from what I recall, that part is what kind of got me a little bit.
We're talking to Dennis Kelly this morning. And Dennis, I got to ask, have you talked to your brother?
I reached out to him, but I haven't talked to him. They're obviously in kind of a stage of limbo now. And so, you know, we talked during the season here and there. And, I mean, obviously there were the rumblings, you know, going on through the media from everything and about what was going to happen. But we never really talked about it because it didn't feel like there was any traction behind it, because again, it wouldn't make a lot of sense to move on from Vrabel.
What was it about Vrabel when you played for him that you admired so much that maybe us outside, you know, the facility weren't privy to? What was about that made him stand out to you?
Yeah, I thought what I really appreciated about him as a head coach was, I think he understood being a player and playing for as long as he did. He understood the things that were hard for a player but necessary, and so we had to do it. And then there were things, because you kind of see it through football as science evolves and as the game evolves, you know, there are some things that people will do just because it's been that way for 50 years. And he understood it. We don't have to do that. That's just busy work. That's just, you know, extra tread in the tires, things like that. But I also think he did an amazing job of making sure that everybody was situationally aware, understood the game, understood ways of using the rules to their advantage. You know, I've been on a couple teams since I've left, and they've all had a form of, you know, the situational review, but nothing was the way Vrabel did it. He had it to the where essentially the entire team knew what the answer was before he even brought it up, because they were seeing it. I remember specifically they were taught, it was the Dolphins versus the Raiders, and the Raiders did something, and it was when Fitzpatrick got his like helmet ripped off, and it was the last play of the game or something, and they get into field goal position, and it was one of those situations where it was you just can't let that happen. And I think Vrabel understood the importance of having everyone on the same page of knowing when you can, have advantages with the rules and how, what not to do and why this is happening. I also have the perspective of playing against Vrabel when I was with the Colts last year, and I told him and I told everyone that I talked to that playing against their defense, they played in the hardest that I've gone against. They played just physical. It was just one of those, one of those games that just felt like, holy crap, they just won't stop coming. And again, you don't get that everywhere. And so that's having the knowledge of situations and knowledge of the game, as well as having your players play hard and aggressive and them knowing what to do, there is a reason why he had the success that he had there.
When you were let go in March of 21, did you hear from Vrabel? How did that all go? John Robinson come talk to you? How did that all go?
When I was released, John called me. And then the coaches started trickling in once they found out. So Vrabel talked to me. The way it felt from the communication standpoint is that John did it, and then the coaches found out. So
we're talking to Dennis Kelly, former Titans offensive lineman. He's on the line with us. When you were here, how much did you see or interact with Amy Adams Strunk, and did that matter to you as a player that you needed to have the owner around?
I saw her a good amount, mostly at games or if we're traveling, and things like that. And the interactions were always, hi, Miss Amy, nothing, no sit down, deep conversations or anything of that nature. I always enjoyed her. She was always very pleasant. I really enjoyed my time in Tennessee. I think it all kind of depends. Again, I've been in different spots where the owner is not involved at all during the week, and you see him at the games. I've been on a team where the owner is the community, and then I've been places where the owner is very involved. And I always felt that when I was there, that Amy was doing a really good job of what she needed to do. And so, when I was there, I had absolutely no issues.
Yeah, and the Jim Irsay, he's probably around all the time when you were in Indy.
Right, and obviously two seasons ago was such a unique year for the Colts with everything that happened with Frank Reich and Saturday and all that. So that's always it's hard for me to fully gauge that experience because I feel like that might have been a little bit of an outlier.
Did you have, we're talking to Dennis Kelly this morning on the Chase and Big Joe show, do you have much, and this might be just a crazy question, did you talk to your brother at all during the season? I know you're playing, he's coaching. Did you ever say, hey, check in with him anytime?
Yeah, especially with coaches too, that their lives are, for them to get, if I get a text from Tim during the week, it's always kind of like, oh, he's got a minute of free time. But Sundays we'd always be able to talk a little bit if we were in the mood to. We would always kind of bounce ideas off each other a little bit. Obviously this year, I was with the Jets for a cup of coffee, but it wasn't anything crazy. And so we were able to talk a little bit here and there. And it just, again, he's asking what I'm seeing. I'd ask him if I played, what he thought, things like that, kind of just, bouncing ideas off each other.
Have you talked to any of your former teammates while you were with the Titans about what happened yesterday?
A handful, just kind of like, again, kind of instant reactions of like, wow, I can't believe it happened, or, you know, what are you hearing, anything like that. Because I think a lot of players, former players, are kind of are surprised by it.
Dennis, this may be a hard question for you to answer because you played here and, you know, your brother coached here and all of that. But if you're, you know, and you're a free agent, you know, if you're looking at teams and everything and you kind of see from afar what's happening where the owner does an interview and when asked who's the head coach going to report to, you or the GM, and she doesn't have the answer to that yet, and just kind of the uncertainty, do you think that it would be that a free agent should be cautious about looking at the Tennessee Titans because of the uncertainty, or is that something that, you know, once the coach is in place, that you don't really worry about?
You're right. That is kind of a hard question. I think partially because of where I'm at in my career, and my involvement with the team as well as with my brother. I think I'm not entirely sure if that would play a huge part in some people's decisions. It might. You know, you have those. I know last year you saw the NFLPA came out with those report cards about the facilities and everything kind of like that. And that appeared to have had some effect on the free agents. If the next string of surveys that come along talk about it, I could see them maybe having more of an impact. But again, I think every player kind of has their own motivations. You know, some guys are just looking to get the most money, or some guys are just looking to have, you know, maybe go ahead and try and get that Super Bowl ring, or, you know, closer to family. Like, everyone has their different motivations. Some people might not care about owner involvement. Some people might think it's the most important thing. That's a hard one to kind of just cookie cutter answer that.
Sure.
Dennis, before we let you go, again, we appreciate your time this morning on the show. We really do. I was looking you up, and I know about you. I covered you when you played here. I used to work in TV. But I saw on your Twitter thing that you're an NFL record holder. So I went to find out what NFL record you hold, and I think it's the best record of all time. Can you tell people what NFL record you hold?
Oh, yeah. I let everyone know when I can that I'm the fattest person to ever catch a touchdown pass in a playoff game.
The fattest person, 321 pounds. Dennis Kelly is the largest person in NFL history to catch a postseason touchdown pass. That, Dennis, is the best record of all time.
I know. And now it's the stressful part of my year now because it's playoff time. So I got to be on the level to see if there's any, you know, tackle eligible plays being called or. Yeah, I got to look it up all the rosters and see what the marked weights are.
Yeah, damn you, Detroit Lions! They better not try it.
Exactly.
Well, Dennis, we appreciate the time today. It's good to catch up with you. We always enjoy the chats when you were here before. The Undertaker, as he's affectionately known, big wrestling guy too. Thanks so much for doing this. We'll talk down the road.
Guys, thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You too, Dennis Kelly, former Titans offensive lineman, joining us. Also, brother of offensive coordinator Tim Kelly. Good stuff there. Now we're open the rest of the way. A lot of you want to talk and weigh in on Mike Vrabel being let go as the Titans head coach. Scott, Ed, stay on the line. We'll get to your texts, and it is your phones. That is next, 615-737-1025. Chasing Big Joe, 1025-1063 The Game.